Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I can promise you then you'll always be my best friend. Till the end when we part, I will give.
Hello!
You
is there an echo in here? Hello! Everybody say hello! Oh, what a nice chorus. Thank you very much. This is the Good Day program. My friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here. The Berkshire Hathaway Corporation, run by Warren Buffett, said they have put $1 billion into Apple stock since the stock price went down. What does that tell you about your decision to sell your Apple stock, if you did? That's a good chance for Buffett and his buddies. They favor traditional companies that succeed. They're the biggest single stockholder in the Coca-Cola Company, the biggest single stockholder in American Express, and they have done that. I don't know if it's at the expense of technology, but the tech stocks now are becoming a part of the Dow Jones Industrial 30, the 30 top industrials. So Warren Buffett says it's harder to spot good technology stock, but he picked Apple, and he made the decision himself. He still makes the decisions. He's got a board of directors and a board of overseers, but he has the best track record of picking stock on his own. He watches all this stuff. Guy's 84 years old. He watches every single day what's going on. And I don't think they get too many losers at Berkshire Hathaway. They really have a corner on this. What does it cost to buy a single unit of stock in Berkshire Hathaway? $8,000 or something a share?
That's a good question, yeah.
Something like that. Somebody take a quick look if you don't mind. He says he's not worried about slowing iPhone sales. He feels now that Berkshire Hathaway has looked at the tech segment, and his investors are hungry for technology.
$390, by the way.
What's $390?
A single share.
Oh, that's
in Berkshire Hathaway?
That's what it says.
Uh-uh.
No?
No.
It says $390, up 0.18%.
In Berkshire Hathaway, the last time I checked, it was $5,600 a share.
When was the last time you checked?
What good would it be if it had been gone down over 90%?
Says Berkshire Hathaway, Class A, New York Stock Exchange. Yeah. And then it says 212,530. Oh, maybe that's what it is. There you go. $212,530, up $390, which is 0.18%. Maybe that's what it is. Could it be
so that? $212,000.
I don't know. Look, you're asking the wrong chick. I mean,
$212,000 a share.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay. It's up $390. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So.
Wow. So it's not $8,000. It's
$212,000. Who's buying that? Who's buying a share in Berkshire Hathaway? You think I'm buying a share, or you're buying?
Would you like
share?
To buy a single share or a home? Yeah. I think that's what it comes down to.
I can remember, man. My mind. I'm going back now to last time I checked it. It can't be that long ago. Maybe it was $50,000 a share. But can you imagine a single share in a company worth $212,000? That's because he has nothing but success. People wait in line to buy this stock. What a genius. God love
it. I just want to know what it's like to have that kind of money. That's so crazy. Yeah. That's just nuts.
Does it bother you that people have...
No, good for them.
Yeah. The whole thing about people in this business, that politicians trying to separate the so-called rich from the so-called poor, there are all kinds of reasons and ways for us to be separated, as I've said many times. Not a healthy thing to be always focused on. And I'm facing this in my town because of me trying to save the development rights. I had an argument with a woman at a meeting last night. And I finally said to her, she's been spreading all kinds of untruths about me and what I was going to do and how much money I was going to make selling the development rights. And I finally looked at her and I said, you know what? I'm so tired of your disrespect and your mis mistelling the story and the truth. I resent it, I said to her. And this is a woman who is a complete blabbermouth, but unfortunately, I look like, or I could look like the bad guy because she is a woman who has doesn't have the use of her legs. She is on the, she's disabled, and so she's in every disabled group that there is and uses that and browbeats people with it. And, you know, I'm a pretty sensitive guy, and I've listened and taken her guff for years, and I finally said to her last night, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of listening to you tell people things that aren't the truth because you resent, for whatever the reason, where I live or how I live. That's your problem, not mine. But then it becomes my problem because we're trying to get something done to save the farm. And she says to me, why don't you just give the farm to the town? And I said,
why would you do that? Why doesn't
thank
she
you.
Give her
why
personal
don't you
property?
Give your house to the town?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't look, you can be permanently sitting down and still be a bully. So,
yeah,
you know,
and maybe sometimes more, because you're right. People are maybe not going to give it back to you as much.
Right.
No, they don't give her back anything. And everybody's sick of it. She just blabbers away all the time about nothing. And it's so self-important. So she has a point of view, and I respect it. I respect
her point of view is you need to provide for the whole town.
Yeah, right.
Santa Claus,
you know,
Doug.
If you really cared, you would, Doug.
Yeah, thank you. Right.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Listen, there's something obviously
wrong. Look, I'm the super liberal
that.
Here, and I'm telling you, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to do squat for her.
What would Bernie do? Bernie would say, give your house up, Dougie.
Bernie would say it. That's why I'm not a Bernie fan.
No. I'm more of a Bernie fan than you are. Yeah. What did we find yesterday? There are 1.2 million Wiccans in the country?
Or get them all to alternative, vote for you. Yeah, including neo-pagans and lots of alternative.
You know what they like to be
religions.
Called is wacky Wiccans?
Wacky Wiccans. I had a Wiccan minister on once. I don't know if it was before you were here or not, Jennifer. I think it was. She was from New Hampshire.
Well, that's
and
nice.
It was, and that's pretty dismissive.
I don't think Jen feels like she missed out on that.
I know. That's great. The Aretha Franklin interview where she fell asleep, that one I'm bummed I wasn't there for.
No, that was
the Wiccan
Aretha
minister,
Franklin.
No.
It wasn't Aretha Franklin. It was
not
one of the
Patti
sisters,
LaBelle.
The Pointer Sisters. Wasn't that one of the Pointer Sisters?
I thought it was Aretha Franklin.
No, it wasn't Aretha Franklin. It was another black singer, but I can't remember who it is now. Ask Richard,
not Aretha Franklin, huh?
No, it wasn't. No. All right, so let me just finish. Trump is now, because he didn't have anybody to rail against it, the Republican running against him, he's now after Mrs. Clinton. And I just think it's a wrong turn for him to talk about Bill Clinton and his infidelity and Benghazi. They're both losers. I think, actually, if he said nothing about her, absolutely nothing, never. Do you know how that would get under the skin of another competitor in circumstances like this? If he never, ever, ever mentioned her in any campaign stop, here's what I'm going to do for the country. You know,
yeah.
Kasich did this pretty much. And you say, well, it didn't do him
but
much
it's not
good.
It's not right. What's selling for him right now. People want this. And I think the reason he got the nomination is because people wanted someone to challenge Hillary. I think kind of like the lady in the wheelchair, not a lot of people challenge Hillary Clinton.
No.
And when
are you
play-
saying she's disabled?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you would say that, so it's just funny.
Okay.
When you play the woman card, yet you intimidate the mistresses of your husband, that's fair game. Look, they've lived a public life. If they were living a private life,
but,
it's not fair game. But these
By
guys
the way,
are public.
Didn't one of his wives, I saw this headline, then I sort of went away from it. One of his wives took to task people who were talking about Donald Trump's infidelities or indiscretions.
It's one of his ex-girlfriends who got dragged into the New York Times story, right?
Was it a girlfriend or was it a wife?
Girlfriend.
There was a girlfriend.
And
there
she
were actually
said,
there were eight people mentioned in this New York Times article, but the main focus of the article, I think her name was Rowena or I don't know, I'd have to look it up. But she was all over the news saying, look, these guys tricked me. They told me it wasn't going to be a hit piece. They misquoted me. They, you know, they didn't do what they said they were going to do. Donald Trump did nothing but treat me like a lady. And, well, I mean, really kind of it put egg on the face of the reporters at the New York Times.
The people who are trying to do that with Trump is going to blow up in their face, because I don't sense that he went out and played some of the games. But if he would leave Bill Clinton alone, his own indiscretion would not be a focus. I mean, what is any of this stuff have to do with
the indiscretion so much? It's the cover-up and the intimidation of the mistresses that's the issue. It's not – I don't know that it's so much the cheating. It's the what happened next that matters.
Yeah. Well, I just think it all should be – let's get to the issues. Hello. It's 18 Hello. Past the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This speed skater's record-shattering performance at the 1980 Olympics has never been equaled. He's the only Olympian in history to win all five skating events.
A new world and Olympic record for Eric Heiden.
So where is Eric Heiden now? After leaving the world of speed skating, Eric searched for a new challenge. He became a cyclist, eventually racing in the 1986 Tour de France. He graduated from Stanford Medical School in 1991 and is now a practicing orthopedist. Eric served as the team doctor for the NBA's Sacramento Kings as well as the Monarchs of the WNBA.
He broke the old Olympic record. Remember the name. Your grandchildren will certainly hear it. Eric Heiden.
Eric Heiden, unsurpassed on and off the ice. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really, really ridiculously good movie, but for fans it's good enough. But me!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.
Think green. Harrison with you. Did you know that anti-aging skin products are called cosmeceuticals in order to purposely mask the difference between cosmetics and pharmaceuticals? You see, the term cosmeceutical was developed as a way to avoid exposing the cosmetic industry's claims to the jurisdiction of the Food and Drug Administration. The idea was to create a new category of products that did more than just improve the appearance of skin, yet do somewhat less than pharmaceutical drugs. These products, like anti-wrinkle and anti-aging creams, are today the fastest-growing sales sector in the entire cosmetics industry. Many ingredients can strip the skin of its protective surface, allowing it to absorb dangerous long-wave ultraviolet radiation. One example is limonene, a common ingredient in anti-aging products. Check the label for this one, because it's well-documented as a carcinogen. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.